of shows on KCNR are those of views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down. Good morning and welcome. This is the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy, and I'm Henry Cuenca. And my show is about passion and people who weigh in to society by influencing, inspiring, and changing lives for the benefit of others. These people put more in than they'll ever take out of life. And our show today is about shop. And our guests, a teacher, counselor, and two of his students, all originally from West Valley High, but this shop course does not involve wood, hammer, nails, or even a wrench. No, not even a screwdriver to adjust a carburetor, because in this shop, class students learn about students helping other people or shop. Tom, Jamie, and Cameron, welcome to today's show. Tom, before we get into your course teaching, do your students really learn how to help others?
Yeah, that's the purpose of the class, is to help students at West Valley and at our feeder schools. And through a lot of different activities and dyads where they get to talk to each other, they learn the skills necessary to help other people, basic listening skills, helping skills, and connection skills.
And Tom, how long have you been teaching this course?
10 years.
10 years. So you've got lots of experience, and you've invited two of your students, one a former student today. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah. First of all, Jamie Trumbull. She's been in the class. She was in the class when she was a sophomore.
Hi.
And also a senior. And in between that, she had some health problems, and she's really a positive addition to the class when she was in it. And then we have Cameron, and he's in the class presently. Mm-hmm. Both good people.
Hello.
Jamie, you graduated, and you're now going to college, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
And what where are you going, and what are you taking? What are you aiming at?
I'm going to Shasta College right now, and I'm a psychology major.
Psychology major.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting. And Cameron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Cameron. I'm a senior at West Valley currently. I plan after high school to go to Simpson University, where I want to major in communications and minor in youth pastoring, because that's what I want to do with my life.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a wonderful aspiration for being such a young person. Tom, or Mr. P, as you're referred to affectionately by your students, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm from Eureka originally, and I got into teaching kind of late when I was about 26. I bounced around a lot of things and didn't know if I had the ability to speak in front of people very well, and so I tried a lot of different things, and then I found out that you could be a substitute teacher, and so I went back to school, and I found it was easy to talk to students younger than myself, and got into teaching, was a math teacher, and then after 10 years decided to try to go into counseling because I like the one-on-one, and been at West Valley and Anderson High School.
Mm-hmm. And Tom, how did this original concept of this course of students helping other people, what was the seed of this idea? How did all that come about?
Well, a big influence was a fellow counselor of mine at West Valley, Rob Swendeman, and there was a teacher, Carol Zacher, who was also part of it, and we thought, gosh, it would be a good way for more students. We have a hard time getting to all 300 or 400 students at the time. We got to counsel, and so we decided, how can we have students help other students? So, because we can't get to everybody, and there's a workshop in San Francisco by Ira Sakhanoff, and we went there, and that 2-day workshop was the seed,
So, in other words, the concept really came to you during this this visit to San Francisco, or was that, were they promoting this concept?
Well, they had workshops on, you know, how to set up a peer counseling or peer helping program, so we decided to go to that.
So you had a basic idea or a seed of a concept, and how did you actually articulate that and get it to a formal course that the school adopted?
Well, a lot of times in education, if you want to have, if you have a new idea and you want to get it done, it can't cost much money.
So, especially in this day and age.
Yeah. So I asked our principal, you know, if we start this class, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Can we do it? And it was a time when we have 1,200 students, and now we have about 900. And he said, sure. Well, it doesn't cost any money, and you'll have to use a corner of the cafeteria.
So you actually had a very humble beginning.
Yes.
And how many students did you originally start with in your first class?
We originally started with about 15.
That was your start.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, what is your typical enrollment for the class?
It's between 25 and 35.
So it's grown. So obviously, it's a very popular course. Well, we're going to need to take our first break, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
This Sunday, our guest is hard-hitting investigator Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show and the American Coalition to Protect Personal Property Rights. He's been called America's most independent radio talk show host. Topics he'll explore on We the People include the loss of our constitutional liberties and how Goldman Sachs helped orchestrate and profited from the Gulf oil spill and subsequent cover-up. Don't miss this week's program.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. This is Henry Cuenca and the Positively Healthy Show, Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, and we're interviewing a teacher, who counselor at West Valley High School, and two of his students. And we're talking about shop, students, change, helping other people. And I want to turn the question to our two very impressive young people here. One is attending Shasta College, the other still enrolled in West Valley, still going to school. When you first heard about shop, I mean, did you think about being a mechanic, or what was your first thought when you heard that term shop?
Well, I first heard shop when I was an eighth grader at West Cottonwood High School. They came over to our class. I was in science class, and they kind of took the time to hang out with us, show us what it's like in high school life, and then answer any questions we had about high school. And at the time, I wasn't really interested in it. I just thought it was kind of a touchy-feely class. But the more I got into high school and the more that they were helping out, I was able to respect them. And then as soon as I figured out what I wanted to do with my life, which is helping other people, I decided to join the class.
Boy, this is a hand-glove, a custom-made course for you. So, and Jamie?
Well, when I first heard about SHOP, I hadn't thought that it was actually, you know, students helping other people. I had thought it was like a mechanical course or a woodworking course.
So I was right.
And I, a few of my friends were like, oh, I think you'd really be good for this class. And I was extremely confused because I was like, I'm not mechanical. I don't get what you're saying. But then when I was actually enrolled in the class and after I got a feel for it, I could... It's just one of those classes that you kind of know whether or not it's right for you, kind of spot on.
So it just really felt right to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, when the course topic, you know, was simply really helping other people, what did you think about? I mean, you help homeless people, you help students, you help those that are being bullied in school, kids that are lonely, or people that are lonely. What really came? What linkage did you have?
Essentially, when I had thought about it, my first thought was really to the other students and to people, you know, in high school and people who may or may not, you know, say, hey, I need help. I need someone to talk to. It's kind of up to you to really kind of pick out those cues for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously this has been a really fundamental component of your overall education. And, Tom, this must be a very, very gratifying. I mean, you've been at this for 10 years, and about how many students have gone through your program during that period of time?
Oh, probably about 300 students.
300 students, huh?
Yeah, and there's also, one year I was able to work at Anderson High School halftime, and so we started the program over there. So there's a SHOP class at Anderson taught by Jeff Osborne. He's a math teacher, but he saw the importance of it, and he's teaching the class. This is his third year over there as well.
Uh-huh. Cameron, did this taking this class that has does it help you in your other courses that you're taking?
I guess it lets me be able to communicate more effectively with others, so I can communicate with my teachers or even the students around me if I need help, and hopefully not offend anyone.
Uh-huh. And how about you, Jamie?
Yeah, I'd say it really kind of permeates through all aspects of my life, but it does definitely help with school because, as Cameron said, it allows you to, you know, talk to your professors and, you know, be a little bit more straightforward about what you need from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add one thing, Henry. You know, the class is for any student who wants to go into teaching, counseling, social work, nursing. In fact, we had a student, Karen Mintline, come back about a couple of weeks ago and asked how did the class help her, and she goes, well, what really helped me is the communication. I felt like I was way ahead of the other nursing students because I knew how to communicate with the patients and find out what was really going on with them by using empathy skills and listening skills. Mm-hmm. And she said it really benefited her.
So it sounds like there's a really emphasis in just listening to you three. There really does seem to be an emphasis in the ability to communicate with people.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Most definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You seem like a communicator. You're pretty straightforward, Jamie, Cameron, and so you must, Tom, just pick up a lot of kudos and have many of your prior students come back to see you, because my guess is that you've influenced a lot of children, kids.
Well, you make quite a connection in there because, first of all, it's a safe place where people try not to pass judgment, and it's an accepting class, and you become like, you know, a family, and then the students go on a retreat for 3 days, and they work on their values, and, you know, sometimes you've got to work on some of your own stuff and what bothers you so you can help other people, so the retreat really helps with that, and then they make a big connection, and so when they do come back, they're all excited, and they want to come back and visit the class and talk about what's going on, And what really benefits a lot of the students is having to get up in front and make presentations to 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders.
Wow, really, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be dynamic.
Very much so, and it's definitely a growing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of students that are kind of shy and don't really like to speak up in front of other people. But what happens is we give them small parts at the beginning, and they get some confidence, and we talk to them about, you know, compliment them at the end. What do they do well? And then by the end of the year, when we go out to the 8th graders and do the party scene presentation and talk to them about the dangers of drugs and alcohol and the situations at high school parties, they just are all trying to get out front, and they want to do more. So it's really builds confidence in their speaking ability as well.
Tom, I'm really impressed that you touch on teaching values. Mm-hmm. And could you explain that a little bit as to how your course actually leads students to values?
Well, one thing we do is an activity that we do at the retreat, and then we've taken it back and gone to the freshman classes. Mm-hmm. And it's called Stand Up for Your Values, where you give them a topic and you have the students stand on one side or the other. Do you agree with the topic or disagree? And it could be some topic about gun control, or abortion, abortion should be illegal.
So you talk about real core, real life situations. And we're going to need to take a break, Tom, but I want you to hold your thoughts on that because we want to get into that a little bit further. Again, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Redding Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Redding Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. This is Henry Cuenca, and we are interviewing Mr. P and two of his students that have gone through SHOP. And Tom, we were talking about values and how SHOP course teaches or works on values. So go ahead and continue to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, what's nice about Stand Up Your Values is people are able to, you say a statement like abortion should be illegal, and then they can go on the agree side or the disagree side. And they don't have to say anything, but they've said something with their body. So it's for those people who don't want to speak up, but at least they state an opinion. And especially for the freshmen, it gives them a time where people listen to me because not a lot of, sometimes freshmen feel like they're not listened to. And so and then they speak up, and then we have a double circles at the end where they get to share, what somebody said that impressed them, because what we do is call on people and then they state their values, but they can't do a rebuttal and say, well, if they think that, well, but they have to just say, okay, I respect your opinion, and then they have to state their opinion. So it teaches self-discipline.
Wonderful skills. Do you remember that part of the class, Jamie?
I do, yeah. I remember it very clearly. And also another thing that is really good about Stand Up for Your Values is if a student isn't sure what they believe, they don't have to necessarily go to the agree or the disagree side. They can choose to stay in the middle and just kind of, put out the aura that, they're not sure currently what they believe, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be judged for not knowing, what mm-hmm. they believe as well.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you have a value, you have values that are conflicting, loyalty or honesty, you know, and, you know, when someone's cheating, do you tell on them? You know, those kind mm-hmm. of things. So sometimes sitting in the middle, it's because you have strong feelings both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the option.
It sounds like a very safe environment to completely express yourself.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice place where there's really no real judgment, and it's safe for students. And
wow, terrific.
The values I have personally found from shop, because I haven't had the opportunity to do the line thing that you've been talking about, but I find that you come in and you get the chance to learn what other people live through, to see what they do, and it really gives you a heart to help out others. Mm-hmm. And then you could help establish your own values. You could mm-hmm. see what it's like to live in another person's shoes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to open up the call line, so if any of you have any questions for any of our guests, you can dial in on us, at, of course, at 530-605-4567. That's 605-4567. I guess, Tom, you know, you've just endured this wonderful process of impacting you know, our students and our society, and what is the most memorable circumstance that you can recall of a most dramatic change?
Well, the most dramatic change is going on the retreat, and then, you know, they do a lot of bonding activities and values exploration, and what happens on the second to last day is it's an activity where people get to share things, and they don't let, and it's kind of like something that they've got, you know, that's bothered them, mm-hmm. and other people might not know about, so they anonymously are able to share that, and people take it on as their own. And so at the end, a lot of students are uplifted, whether it's potential, like they were thinking about suicide,
or
abuse, some kind of, you know, problems with males, females, their parents, and other people kind of empathize with them and take that on. So that's probably the most rewarding experience.
And I've seen people come back from the retreat. I haven't had the chance to do it, but when they come back, they have smiles on their faces, and they have grown so
really?
Much closer together. I've seen friends that, I mean, they just all talk to each other then, and they're open with each other, and then they use their communication experiences with you.
Also, kind of touching on the retreat as well, I've had the experience of going on it twice now, and it's really rewarding, because you truly go there as a class and you come back as a family.
Wow, that is a real transformation, Tom. That's wonderful just to hear.
It's really good for people who may not be really close to their families, or who may be, you know, closer to their friends and their actual parents. It really adds another kind of dimension of a support group, so to speak, for
terrific.
Students.
We have a caller, Ashley, and she'd like to ask a question of both Jamie and Cameron. Ashley?
Hi. I have a question for both of you. You know, you both seem to know what you want to do with your life, psychology, going back to Simpson. I was wondering if there was a specific experience or project that you did with your class that maybe resonated with you, that you really feel may have influenced what you want to do with your life.
For me, I wouldn't say my change came from in class. It actually came outside of class when I saw just people that were in pain in my area, pains that I've personally grown up with all my life, and I just really wanted to bring a change to it for future generations. So I decided to join SHOP so I could help develop my communication skills.
Mm-hmm. And for me, to be honest, I wouldn't say it was really one specific event of the class. It's just sort of the experience of being in the class altogether, and the presentations that you do and the opportunities that you get, and it just kind of resonates. If you really do feel that you want to help people for the rest of your lives, or even just, you know, on a day-to-day basis, it really just kind of makes that more clear to you in the class.
And I've had a lot of students tell me that a big benefit of the class was when they were able to help someone else with the skills they'd learned. You know, they learned listening skills and empathy skills and questioning skills, how to talk so that other people will share with you what's bothering them. And and not giving advice. That's a big part of the class is we don't give advice, and that kind of scared the administration because they thought, oh my gosh, we have teenagers telling
other
teenagers.
Well, that raises a question in my mind. If you don't give advice,
the goal is not to give advice. It's to give options. Because a lot of times when you give advice, you end up, that's good for you, but it's not always good for them. You haven't been in their shoes. Mm-hmm. But you can talk to them and ask questions and restate what they said. And a lot of times they're able to figure things out. Because I really believe that the answers to everybody's situations or problems comes from within. You know, you mm-hmm. have those. It's your life, your experiences, mm-hmm. and you may need somebody to guide you and talk to you. But I think you can help yourself. And mm-hmm. and when you give advice, the problem with that is if you take the advice and it works, then you're dependent on someone else.
I see.
And if you
sure, you build a crutch.
Yeah, and if you take the advice and it doesn't work, then you blame someone else. The responsibility
it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, the responsibility is not yours. And so what we try to do is, have you thought about this? What has worked for you in the past? Different kind of questions where they're able to kind of process things and help themselves out.
Cameron, you were going to make a comment.
Yeah, just the other day, actually, me and another girl in the class, Jessica, we were able to mediate a conflict between two of our fellow students at the class, and we didn't give advice, and pretty much they were still able to work it out. They came up with their own solutions, and by the end of the session, they were able to laugh when before they're sitting cross-legged and uncomfortable and really just not exactly sure they wanted to be there, but they were wanting to establish their relationship again.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very positive and impressive. Tom?
And what Cameron's talking about is the students are trained in conflict mediation, and so two students are talking to two students that have a dispute, and so the shop students, the main purpose of the whole thing is to have each of them take turns telling their side of the story. Because when you get an argument, you know, you end up saying, well, you did this, well, you did this, well, you are, you know, this way. But if they have to stop and listen to the other person explain the whole thing, they go, oh, I can understand a little bit where they're coming from. And then the other person explains. Because people do things for a reason. And once you come to an understanding, then they're able to turn and talk to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, this even sounds like a good course for business or husband and wives and just everybody. Does it just touches every facet of society. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, I'm just even more and more impressed with hearing just how your students have responded to your course. And we're going to need to take another break. And we're going to be right back. Again, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
You got
very
to
good.
Make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show. Henry Cuenca, and I'm interviewing some wonderful guests, two students, and Mr. P, teacher, counselor at West Valley. Let me ask, I know that the emphasis is more external thinking. Have you ever seen a student at school that was maybe a victim of some abuse, not abuse, emotional verbal abuse by other peers, and they're just sitting there just lonely and confused, and you can see it? Have you ever walked up to somebody like that or those circumstances, and even not necessarily a student, but somebody that you don't know? Have you ever walked up to anybody and tried to find out how you can help?
Yeah, actually, my sophomore year, after I'd been taking the class for a while, there was this girl, and I'd seen her around, but I didn't really, you know her by name or anything. And I had noticed that she was always just kind of sitting in the cafeteria by herself, and she didn't really, you know, seem to have any real, like, connections with any of the students. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to walk up, and I'm just going to say hi. And, you know, that's really all I can do. And she's, you know, even today, she's still one of my good friends. So
really? So yeah. you didn't know her at the time?
Nope.
Wow. How did she receive that?
At first she was kind of shocked, I think, because no one had ever really, you know, taken time out of their day to really, you know, even just say hi or smile or whatnot. And so at first she really didn't know what to do with it, but then she was really grateful.
It must have been a very heartwarming experience for you.
It was. I mean, even just the gratitude of knowing that you've helped someone, you know, in that sort of way.
Oh, absolutely. Cameron?
Yeah, and we often see a lot of kids that just sit around alone, often trying to pass the time by reading a book or something. So one thing we actually did in the class for an assignment was, for the week, we were supposed to find someone sitting alone, introduce ourselves.
Oh, Tom, great
just
strategy.
Just try to make friends if possible.
Wow, that Tom, this is just terrific. We're building more momentum here. Tom, why isn't, or you're going to make a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to say that a big part of the class, as far as looking out, we talk about that, is to find somebody out there sitting alone, be friendly. And then also, when a new student comes to the school, we didn't really have a good system before. You know, we were all pretty busy, and so we tried to hook a student up with somebody. But now, as part of the class, when a new student comes, we have two shop students show them around, and they take them to all their classes and get their books, meet with them, and then we bring them into the shop class, so they meet 30 kids or 25 or 30 kids, and then they find out where they're from, and then they kidnap them for lunch. So they're all, you know, so they don't end up sitting alone, because the hardest thing about coming to a new school is, you know, try to find look like you fit in when you don't, because you're walking around. And so It's kind of a welcoming thing, and I think it makes a big difference with students.
Just very moving. Again, our call-in line is 530-605-4567. Tom, you had mentioned earlier the word suicide, which kind of jolted me a little bit. Do you and your students get involved in these types of situations where you have a student who maybe is really depressed, having problems at home and what have you, where they're open to talk about that?
Yes. We have a lot of... Well, first of all, in the class, there's a part of the class we go over topics like suicide and family and divorced family and those kinds of things. So they talk about those topics, and, you know, they learn about different skills and kind of like the last straw event when someone has a bunch of things piling up, you know, they didn't make the swim team, they got... bad grades, whatever it is, mom and dad got a divorce, and then there's a last straw event. So they learn about that stuff. And then there's also students, you know, they do peer listenings. When a student is upset, they come in and talk to a counselor. But sometimes we have them hook up with a shop student. And some of those kids are suicidal, you know, or they've thought about it. I mean, a lot of teenagers have thought about suicide, and not to say that they stopped them from committing suicide, but a lot of kids have been helped by someone to listen to and someone to connect
with.
Absolutely. They talk once, but then they continue on that relationship for their high school.
These are real life, obviously real life situations. And Jamie, I know that you want to become a counselor, right?
Yes.
Right. And how long has this been brewing? And did SHOP have anything to do with that decision?
Honestly, it's something that I had kind of been considering really all my life, mm-hmm. and it just kind of came naturally to me, and it seemed like something, you know, that I was good at and that I really enjoyed doing. Mm-hmm. And so getting into the SHOP class just kind of really reiterated that for me, and it allowed me to really see, you know, that I can make a difference and that, you know, the things that I do for students really does help.
Oh, there's no question about it. We have another caller, and the caller, again, is for Cameron and Jamie. So, Lori, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, a question for Cameron and Jamie?
Yeah, well, I have a question for all three of them, and I was just wondering what their personal faith has played, what part has played in their developing self-confidence and being able to work with and communicate with other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. So the question is, what part of your personal faith has played into this bigger picture of the SHOP course?
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm. I'd say for me, when I first started out in SHOP, I was incredibly shy. I was painfully shy. I didn't like talking to people outside of, you know, the people that I knew. And so just really being in the SHOP class and being able to, you know, talk to other kids and to do presentations really allowed me to grow as a person, which mm-hmm. was beneficial to me.
Mm-hmm. Cameron?
Yeah, and my personal faith is I'm actually a Christian, so I believe in trying to help and love other people as much as possible, as much as I would love myself. Mm-hmm. And actually, I found myself loving more people more than myself. But so I just try to help out where I can and just try to help see change in other one's lives and mm-hmm. see them for who they really are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we have another caller here? We do have another caller. Let's take this next caller. We may not be able to answer all the question, but we'll do it after the break because we do have a break coming up. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and your name, please?
My name is Tony.
Tony, and you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask the student what their favorite exercise in the class is and why it's their favorite. And how the skills that they're learning help them with life off of the campus.
Who wants to take a shot of that first? Cameron?
Oh. I generally love all the exercises. Probably the two that I really love are just like the free times that me and the SHOP students, my fellow SHOP students, we get to bond together and get to talk so we can grow closer together. But I also love any exercise that allows me to talk to other people out there that are in need of help or in need of conflict resolution or something like that.
Cameron, beautiful stuff.
I'd say that I think my favorite exercise is actually one of our presentations when we go out to the middle schools, and we allow them to ask us questions about high school, you know, what they're afraid of, what they're looking forward to. So many times we've gotten the "Am I going to get trash canned?" question, and I think it's just really helpful for them because I mean I know going into high school I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm. Sure, certainly.
Yeah. Reiterate a little bit on what Jamie said. That presentation is real rewarding because we split up the boys and the girls because in the eighth grade it's hard for boys and girls to be in the same room and not feel self-conscious about questions they ask. And so the girls go with the girls and they find out about what it's like to have a senior boyfriend, what about parties, what about what's going on, how am I going to be treated, and they feel more accepted. And also the boys, we talk about how to treat girls and how you can get a reputation as a boy of not being respectful. So that is a rewarding.
Tony, thanks for the call. We do
wonderful.
Need to take another break. Thank you very much for calling. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media, and we're going to be right back. Thank you.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And we have our guest, Tom, and two of his students, and we were talking about the criticalness and the wonderful teachings that come out of Shop Course at West Valley. And Tom, you were going to make a couple of comments here.
Well, I just want to tell, the one project we had was students were tired of how people were being bullied, and so 2 years ago we did a respectance assembly, and we're going to try to get it on YouTube, and it's called Respectance. And what we did is we came up with some skits on mean girls, racism, date rape,
and boy. We
had these skits that we showed to the whole school, and we invited some other school counselors from other schools, and it was a lot of music, and I knew somebody was in drama. I'm not very good at that, and it took a lot of work, and we stumbled through it. But it really made an impact on the students, and there was also bullying in there. And so it was just a good presentation we did. And then last year we didn't want to do the presentation again, so we did a bullying presentation in 18 classrooms, and all the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And what was really rewarding about that is every student wrote down a bullying incident they had, like whether they were the bystander, the bully, or you know they were actually the bully or they were being bullied, and we read them anonymously into the group, and then we talked about how to deal with bullies, and at the end they go, you know, because people were talking about, I thought about suicide, I was bullied daily since the sixth grade, I was told I should die, and then people go, I didn't realize the words I had made such an impact. Mm-hmm. You know, and then people
experience.
Yeah, and the people at the end would say, I'm going to stand up for bullies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand up for when somebody's bullied next time, and I'm going to watch what I say. And so it was really impactful presentation that we are going to go do at Evergreen in February. So we're looking forward to do that. And with Anderson High School, they're going to go and do it at their school, and we're going to train together, and then we're going to go to Evergreen, and they're going to do it at their school.
What a powerful message. Jamie, you wanted to add in on something.
Yeah, for the Respectance Assembly, it stands for Respect and Acceptance, and it's, you know, those two words put together. And I wasn't able to be in the presentation, but I had the ability to be able to watch it from the audience. And it was really, really impactful. And I had so many students come up to the class afterwards and say, you know, this truly made a difference. This truly opened my eyes to things that happen around here.
Jeez. Cameron, I know you have something to say there.
Yeah, and it really does open up people's eyes. I think in high school you just get so used to the bullying and the stuff that you see going around, whether it happens to you, and it kind of builds a shell of this is just normal. So you're just able to see that, do you know what, do we want this for normal, or do we want to have better in our lives?
You can make a change in things, right?
Exactly.
Wow, that's terrific. Tom, I'm you know, more impressed than ever now that I've had the opportunity to sit and meet with some of your proteges. I guess the one compelling question or question that I have is, why is not SHOP taught in every high school in California?
That's a good question. I mean, not just SHOP, but I just think a bigger question is why, you know, we teach reading and writing, but we don't teach listening and communicating. I mean, there are college classes that are similar to this where you learn communication skills, but I think that would help people, you know, relationships, less divorce, people getting along, less violence. But as far as schools, I don't know, we've invited people down, and it was nice that Anderson High School has adopted it. There is a peer program that's more of a monthly meeting at Red Bluff. I don't know why it isn't more. I think part of the reason is because I've talked to other counselors, and they say, we have so much to do, and they keep putting more on their plate with less time and less money. So they said, well, we don't have time to do that. It sounds like a great idea, but we just don't have time, and it takes a lot of energy. And what's amazing is it does save administrators a lot of time, for any administrator out there, because the conflict management reduces the amount of issues they have.
Certainly.
The atmosphere at the campus is a lot better because it's more of a helping feeling and welcoming new students.
Do you have a vision that maybe someday that this
Well, I hope it gets to at least my daughter's class. She's going to go to Shasta High School next year, so maybe someday, you know, it'll be at least there. But I think that, you know, I think some kind of program. It's just hard because it takes an individual who wants to do it, and it takes some energy.
Yeah, you need a champion, a spark plug.
It's really rewarding.
Right. So. Well, we're going to take our final break here, and when we come back, I'm going to ask our two young guests here as to what recommendations they can make to other students. So again, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 toast across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy, and I'm interviewing three wonderful guests. And as a wrap-up question to our students, what recommendations would you make to other students, other peers that have not been exposed to shop, what heartfelt message could you lend to these people to consider shop?
My recommendation is, and I've suggested this for everyone, just when you are talking with someone, try listening. Before suggesting advice, before wow. cutting off or even interjecting with your own stories that are personal, just try listening. You can learn so much more from a person and learn so much what's going on in your community and the world around you just by that one simple thing.
Also, kind of touching on what Cameron had said, that was really what I was going to say as well. I mean, listening, truly listening, takes so much more energy than people think. I mean, mm-hmm. people can be halfway listening, they can be checking their phone, they can be paying attention to so many other things besides the people that they're talking about, or talking to, I mean, not talking about. And so, I mean, yeah, really just when you're talking to someone, truly, truly listen. Because
people really don't. Listen.
Exactly. They don't. I mean, they go through the motions of listening, but right. they don't truly, you know, take the time to listen. And just listening can make so much of a difference in one person's life.
I'm so impressed. Cameron?
Yeah, we learned some very valuable listening skills in our class, and a lot of them, I mean, they're more physical than you would think. I mean, it's keeping your posture open, not crossing your arms and legs. Don't be focused on what's going on in your cell phone. I mean, just so many things that you could do to just show that you're listening so people are actually more willing to speak.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, they're, you know, again, touching on what Cameron said, like, we learn about things called listening blocks, which are things that kind of hinder someone from being an effective listener. And, you know, certain listening blocks are like identifying where if someone's talking about something and they say, oh, I'm having, you know, issues picking out my classes, you immediately jump in with, oh, that, you know, I feel the same way. That totally happened to me yesterday. And just things like that, and derailing, where if someone is talking about something, you completely change the subject and you're really not paying attention. And just, I mean, not necessarily little things per se, but just, you know, things like that that people do without realizing it.
Sure, absolutely. No question. I understand. Tom?
Yeah, the listening blocks are something that really helps, you know, to be aware of those. There's like 12 of them. We got them from a book called Messages, and it's really beneficial book.
Tom, where do you see this program? You're a high-end visionary type person. Where do you see this program 10 years from now?
Well, I hope there's somebody who wants to, sometimes it might be gone. Who knows? You know, sometimes it's the teacher that comes after you that if they're not passionate about it, that it's hard to go on. That's what happens in high schools, is there's good programs at different high schools, and a lot of it's based on the personality. So mm-hmm. I would hope that it would grow, and I hope it grows to schools around the area. Anybody's welcome, like a student that's interested, if they get a hold of us ahead of time, they are welcome to come and visit the class or any other counselor, and we'll help you out any way you can if you're interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've said for the 15th time, I'm just duly impressed. And I want to read the SHOP mission statement. And it says, SHOP develops students who help others by first learning to help themselves through self-reflection and skill acquisition. I would say, based on the short time that we've had here together, that Tom, you are hitting the bullseye every time.
The students are hitting the bullseye.
The students are hitting the bullseye. But what do we say about Mr. P hitting the bullseye?
Well, I mean, he's really the one who, you know, him and Mr. Swindeman as well are really the ones who kind of got the ball rolling. And I mean, if it weren't for them, this program wouldn't exist. And
there's absolutely.
And we wouldn't have, you know, the chance to spread it and to use what we've learned and help other people. We really wouldn't have that chance. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm eternally grateful to them. They have a lot of heart for what they have set up in this school to help me be able to have advice and things I could take on with me into the future, because communication is really one of the greatest skills you can learn.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to say something, that it's, yeah, you do have to have a program, but it's a vehicle, and the students, end up making the difference with other students. That's what the class is about, students helping other people, helping themselves. So it's not about the instructor as much as the students, and they put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. Tom, do you, you practice this yourself away from school? If you're walking down the street and you see somebody in need or out of the supermarket, do you go out and reach out? And
well, yeah, that's what happiness is about, is helping other people a lot of times. I've done a lot of things for myself, and it feels good. Sometimes I have a problem when my daughter or son says, are you talking about things again? This is not a counseling session.
Very good. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in. This has just been a true inspiration, and I just look forward to hearing from you in the future. And if you, listening audience, know of somebody that has a compelling story or passion, please send me an email at hrc8@aol.com. That's hrc8@aol.com. And let's see about getting you on the show. Thank you very much, and have a terrific